from Epic Marketing and Events. Richard Welsh is on the line. Richard, we're almost there, mate.
Mate, one more sleep to go until the 37th running of the University of Tasmania Burnie 10. You can smell the history.
You can. And as I said just a second ago, 16 degrees. It's always a bit windy at Burnie, so we can expect that Bass Strait will give us a little bit of topsy-turvy and push our hair back a bit for those who have got some. And but it's still a marvellous event and didn't quite get the numbers that we wanted to, didn't quite sell up to about the 2,500 cap.
No, we didn't hit our cap, but that's okay because it'll mean it's an even safer event for the people that are there. So we're really happy. We've got more people that entered the virtual event last year, and the virtual event was really successful. So, almost 2,000 people at this year's event, and that'll still make it one of the biggest fun runs in Australia this year. So we're very grateful to be going ahead, and we've got well over 1,000 in the traditional 10-kilometre event, so that's going to be an absolute ripper, and we tested out the wind. It's the same wind conditions that we've got right now, and south-southwesterly means it's a headwind down the hill on Wilson Street, and then we hit the highway. It'll be a bit of a side-over wind, and then as you turn the corner and run up the hill to the finish line, you'll have a tailwind behind you. So it's probably exactly what you want, to be honest. We'll take the conditions we're being given.
Yeah, exactly right. I think the fact that we've got almost 2,000 after last year having it virtually run, that's a big win to get, and the Hobart lockdown didn't assist us all that much, and we probably might have lost a few that could have travelled up, and sometimes people get a little bit gun-shy in these scenarios. But from where we've come from last year, this is success, I think.
Oh, we'll take it, mate. Any event that's going ahead at the moment, we're seeing cancellation after cancellation. You know, the tennis tournaments, the Festivali, interstate, you know, the events industry's been decimated. So we really have to just take a breath here in Tasmania and go, you know what, the fact we're going ahead is a real win. And this will be one of the biggest fun runs in Australia this year. And certainly the elite fields that we've got going at the moment are going to be a cracker. It'll be one of the fastest 10K races in Australia this year. The prize money is good. We've got the live stream there. We've got the marching bands. We've got two bands on course and a DJ. And we've got a special treat for the people of the northwest coast of Tasmania. Even if you're not interested in running, Michael.
Yes.
At 10 past 11 tomorrow morning over South Burnie, it's going to come down. We've got an F-35A Lightning II fighter jet that's going to come down from Newcastle in northern New South Wales. It's going to fang it down the coast. It'll be here in about 40 minutes. It goes over the coast, end of Tasmania, just south of Burnie. It'll take a right-hand turn over the hills and come up Wilson Street, over the McDonald's, up the hill, straight over the people that'll be on the start-finish line. We'll go out to Bass Strait, we'll chuck a Yui, come back, do it again, and it'll hover in front of us on the start line there on the corner of Wilson and Catley Street, and then it'll do a vertical disappearance. It'll take off like a rocket ship and hum it back to Newcastle, and it'll be the most exciting way that we can relaunch the University of Tasmania Burnie 10 after a hiatus of last year. And then we'll play the national anthem from the pipe band and let the runners go off and fire the starting gun.
How did you manage to get that to happen? Because that's a ripper. That will be a major highlight. You must know people in high places, Richard. Very high.
We are. No, look, we've got a really talented team at the Burnie Athletic Club, and a few of them do a little bit of business with people in high places. And the question was asked, and we had to get a signed letter and authorisation from the Defence Minister, Peter Dutton, and then it went to Federal Parliament, and Gavin Pearce really helped us out, the local member, and he brought it up in Parliament and mentioned it, and he's got a great little video he's put up on his Facebook page. So kudos to the help that the Burnie Athletic Club and Gavin Pearce have put together, and thank you to the Australian Defence Force. And it'll be super exciting. These jets have never been over Tasmanian soil before, so literally the first time these fighter jets. They're worth, get this, $89.2 million each. And we're going to be having one storming past. It'll be something to see. Even if you're not interested in running events, that's okay. But surely you'd be interested in this. It's cool.
Yeah. I think it'll just be super spectacular. Now onto the race itself. Give us your tip on who you think might take out the men's and also the women's.
Look, the men's is a race for me in five runners. You got Ryan Gregson, who won it a long time ago, 2009, I think he won it. Jack Bruce, who's been second in the last edition of it. They've both come down from Queensland. Then you've got a team of three from Adelaide come over. Isaac Hain, Daniel Canala, who are 1-2 at the Launceston Running Festival this year, and Max Stevens. So it's between those five. And we, something else new we've done this year, we've got a $500 bonus to the first person to the 5 kilometre turn mark for both the men and the women. And it's cumulative. You've got to finish. So you could pick up that along with a $3,000 first place. And if you're a Tasmanian, the first Tasmanian gets $500 as well. So if a Tasmanian wins and gets to the turn, if Millie Clark, for example, wins it all overall and first to the turn, she'll walk home with $4,000, which would be a pretty tasty payday. And in the women's race, the out-and-out favourite is Izzy Bat Doyle. She represented Australia at the Tokyo Olympics this year in the 5,000 metres. I caught up with her this afternoon. She's quietly confident. She's a lovely young lady and she's in good shape. And she said despite being in a hotel room up in Darwin for 2 weeks after the Olympics, she had the rest that she needed and she's had a couple of months training under her belt since and she's ready and raring to go. Caitlin Adams from South Australia will be one of the challengers along with Launceston's Millie Clark for the women's title.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that the forecast is as is. I think about 20% chance of some rain, so that'll mean there might be a sweeping shower here or there, but there'll be a little bit of breeze. We know that at Burnie, but thanks for jumping on the line for the last month. Richard's been terrific to catch up with you, organised the Millie Clark interview, and she was fantastic. Let's hope that she does run well tomorrow. All the best to yourself and your company. I know that you do these events so wonderfully well, and let's hope that the UTAS Burnie 10 is as spectacular as that aircraft that's going to zip across the skies around South Burnie and be absolutely brilliant. So thanks for coming on.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Michael. Cheers.